Literature. Page 142. Exercises 3 and 4.
Jane Eyre.
There was no possibility of taking a walk that day, and I was glad of it. So we all stayed in the drawing room. I never liked long walks, especially on chilly afternoons. I often came home with a sad heart because I had been criticised by Bessie the nurse and humbled by my physical inferiority to my cousins Eliza, John and Georgiana Reed.
Jane, until I hear from Bessie that you are endeavouring to behave better, I must exclude you from the privileges kept for contented, happy little children.
What does Bessie say I have done?
I don't like questioners, Jane. Be seated somewhere and remain silent until you can speak pleasantly.
Eliza, where is Jane? Tell Mama she has run out into the rain. Bad animal.
She's in the window seat, to be sure, John.
What do you want?
You mean, what do you want, Master Reed? I want you to come here and give me that book. You have no business to take our books. You are a dependent, Mama says. You have no money. Your father left you none. You ought to beg and not live here with gentlemen's children like us.
No! Wicked and cruel boy! You are like a murderer. You are like a slave driver. You are like the Roman emperors.
Take her away to the Red Room and lock her in there.
What shocking conduct, Miss Eyre, to hit a young gentleman, your young master.
Master? How is he my master? Am I a servant?
You are less than a servant, for you do nothing for your keep. If she were to stop supporting you, you would have to go to the poorhouse. There, sit down and think over your wickedness.
Why am I always suffering and condemned? Why can I never please my aunt?
Later.
Take me out!
Miss Eyre, are you ill?
Let her go, Bessie. Jane Eyre must be left in the Red Room all night.
Oh, Aunt, have pity! Forgive me! I cannot stand it in here! What is the matter with me? Am I ill?
You fell sick in the Red Room with crying. You'll be better soon, no doubt. Don't worry, Mr. Lloyd. The apothecary is here to look after you.
Yes, we shall get you better soon. Well, you have been crying, Miss Jane Eyre. Can you tell me what about?
I cry because I am miserable here.
Are you not very thankful to live in such a fine place as Gateshead Hall?
I'd be glad to leave it.
Have you no relations, Jane?
I believe I have some poor, low relations called Eyre, but I know nothing about them.
Would you like to go away to school?
I should indeed.
Some months later.
You are wanted in the breakfast room, Jane.
This is the little girl that I wrote to you about, Mr. Brocklehurst.
Her size is small. What is her age?
10. If you accept her at Lowood School, please tell the teachers that she has a tendency to deceit.
Don't worry. The teachers will watch her carefully. Life at Lowood with its plain food, simple clothes, and unsophisticated accommodation will do her good.
I am not deceitful. If I were, I should say I loved you, but I declare I do not. You think I have no feelings, and I can do without love,
but I cannot live so. I shall remember how you threw me into the Red Room and locked me up there to my dying day. People think you are good, but you are bad. You are deceitful.
Jane, you are under a mistake. I assure you, I desire to be your friend.
A week later.
Goodbye, Bessie. Goodbye, Gateshead.
Are you Jane Eyre?